Family of Grace, welcome to another episode of Daily Grace with Alan Wanda Chapter Edition. Today's Wanda Chapter is 1 Chronicles Chapter 22. And as you just said, for the word of prayer, Almighty Loving God, and thank you for this wonderful day. I want to thank you for the gift of life, and thank you for the gift of provision. I want to thank you for everything that you have done in our lives, Father. All the small things we take for granted, we pray that may you send your Holy Spirit come and be with us, Father. May you guide us, may you always come and show us the right path, Father. May you always come and open our eyes, Father. May you come and always illuminate for us the way, Father. All the plans and activities that we have, we put them into your hands, Father. Dear, may align with what you want us to be in life, Father. Pray all this, believing and trusting in your mighty name, not of your Son Jesus Christ, who strengthens us. Amen. And let's go on to 1 Chronicles chapter 22. Then David said, "The house of the Lord is to be here, and also the altar of burnt offerings for Israel." So David gave orders to assemble the foreigners residing in Israel, and among them he appointed stone cutters to prepare dressed stone for building the house of God. He provided a large amount of iron to make nails for the doors of the gateways and for the fittings, and more bronze that could be weighed. He also provided more cedar logs that could be counted, for the Sidonians and the Tyrians had brought large numbers of them to David. David said, "My son Solomon is young and inexperienced, and the house to be built for the Lord should be of great magnificence and fame and splendor in the sight of all nations. Therefore, I will make preparations for it." So David made extensive preparations before his death. And then he called for his son Solomon and charged him to build a house for the Lord, the king of Israel. David said to Solomon, "My son, I have had it in my heart to build a house for the name of the Lord my God. But this, the word of God came to me. You have shed much blood and have fought many wars. You are not to build my house for my name, because you have shed too much blood on earth in my sight. But you will have a son who will be a man of peace and rest, and I'll give him rest from all his enemies on every side. His name will be Solomon, and I will grant Israel peace and quiet during his reign. He will be the one who will build a house for my name. He will be my son, and I'll be his father, and I'll establish a throne of his kingdom over Israel forever. Now, my son, the Lord will be with you, and you'll have success and build the house of the Lord your God, as he said you would. May the Lord give you discretion and understanding when he puts you in command over Israel, so that you may keep the law of the Lord your God. Then you'll have success if you are careful to observe the decrees and laws that the Lord gave Moses for Israel. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged. I have taken great pains to provide for the temple of the Lord 100,000 talents of gold, 1,000,000 talents of silver, quantities of bronze and irons too great to be measured, and wood and stone, and you may add to them. You have many workers, stone cutters, masons, and carpenters, as well as those in every kind of work, in gold and silver, bronze and iron craftsmen, beyond number. Now begin the work, and the Lord be with you." Then David ordered all the leaders of Israel to help his son Solomon. He said to them, "Is not the Lord your God with you? And has he not granted you rest on every side? For he has given the inhabitants of the land into my hands, and the land is subject to the Lord and to his people. Now devote your hearts and soul to seeking the Lord your God. Begin to build a sanctuary of the Lord, so that you may bring the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord and the sacred articles belonging to the God into the temple that will be built for the name of the Lord." And this is where our wonder chapter ends. And let's go straight to today's message. What message do we see from today's wonder chapter? The first message really came to me was from verse 5. David said, "My son Solomon is young and inexperienced, and the house to be built for the Lord should be of great magnificence and fame and splendor in the sight of all nations. Therefore, I will make preparations for it." So David made extensive preparations before death. Amen. So here we see David wanted to build a temple for the Lord, but the Lord told him, no, it's not you. That's not your job. Amen. It's you're going to give birth to a son, and that son named Solomon will be the one to carry on my work. Amen. But David took it to himself to make preparations. And the Bible does not only tell us that he made, the Bible tells us he made extensive preparations. Amen. And that just goes back to us as Christians. Do we ever prepare? Do we ever make preparations prior to what we do? Amen. Before you go to church, what do you do before you go to church? Before you read your Bible, what did you before you read? Do you make any prior preparations in your Christian life? Or you're just there going with the flow? Amen? And if you make prior preparations, how extensive is it? How sufficient is it? Amen? You may find so many times where we have failed to achieve in life, where we fail to achieve some of our goals, even after the Lord has given us every resource that we need to achieve this goal, is because we do not prepare. Amen. We do not prepare adequately. We do not have time to reflect. Amen. You see, David must have sat down and he must have looked. He must have tried to add what he needs and what the altar needs and everything. He had to take time, you know, he had to take time from his kingship to make these preparations for building the altar. How many times do you take time off your earthly endeavors to build your spiritual kingdom? How many times do you step away from the too much noise that the world makes? I don't mean like literal noise, but sometimes spiritual noise. There's so many distractions around, but how many times do you step aside, you know, to give glory to the Lord? How many times? And when you continue, verse 13, you hear David saying, then you will have success if you are careful to observe the decrees and laws that the Lord gave Moses for Israel. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged. It's a very beautiful verse. Let's start from the first stuff. You will have success if you are careful to observe the decrees and laws that the Lord gave Moses. Amen. So many of us, so many Christians want success, but no one wants, can I say, to find out the process to success. And today King David is telling us that if you ever want to have a successful life as a Christian, what do you have to do? Observe the Lord's commands and decrees. Obey them. Obey them. And that's what they mean, keep being in the Christian track. Because if you really go spiritually off track, then you're going to lose so many things. You're going to lose so many blessings that, you know, God has prepared for you. You are going to lose so, so many things. But if you want that success, if you want that blessing, stick to the journey, stick to the path where the Lord has put you. And when you continue to verse 18 tells us what? Verse 18 says, he said to them, is not the Lord your God with you? And has he not granted you rest on every side? For he has given you inhabitants of the land into my hands. Another land is subject to the Lord and his people. Amen. The Lord is with you. The Lord is there for you. Amen. King David, we hear him asking, is not the Lord your God with you? You are not alone. You actually, from verse 17, he said to them, is not the Lord, from verse 18 rather, he said to them, is not the Lord your God with you, and has not granted you rest? Whatever battle that we are facing, whatever battle that we are going through, we should always remember that we are not alone. And lastly, from verse 19, what is our purpose in life? And verse 19 really answers it so well for us. Amen. Verse 19 says, now devote your heart and soul to seeking the Lord your God. Begin to build a sanctuary of the Lord God so that you may bring the ark of the covenant of the Lord and the sacred articles belonging to God into a temple that will be built for the name of the Lord. Devote your heart and soul in seeking the Lord your God. Begin to build your sanctuary. That's the message that I want us to pick. Amen. That's what I want us to think about. Are you devoting yourself to the Lord? How far have you built? How far have you gone with construction for your sanctuary? Remember, the Lord wants to live in your heart, but what is he going to find there? By the way, the Lord will never complain. What he finds in your heart, well, however nasty he finds your heart, that's where he's going to settle. But is it really worth for a king? Is that where you want the king to settle? No. Once you get some time, read 1 Chronicles chapter 22. What do you get? What do you understand? Feel free to write to us at dailygracewithalan@yahoo.com or send us a direct message on Instagram or Twitter at dailygracewithalan. We love to hear from you. Remember, God can use one word to send 1,000 messages. But much love, good one. Thank you for this wonderful day. Thank you for the gift of life. And thank you for the gift of provision. Thank you for always being there for us. And thank you for the gift of everything that you have done for us, Father. Today we are being called to build our altars, Father, to build our sanctuaries for you to come and dwell in us, Father. May you fill us with the Holy Spirit to come and direct us so that we can build proper altars for you, Father. All the things that are occupying our hearts, Father, all the things that are occupying our hearts that are distracting you or stopping you from coming to live into our hearts, for may you come and remove them, may you come and cleanse us, may you continue protecting us and guiding us in everything that we do. We pray all this believing and trusting in your mighty name and that of your Son Jesus Christ, who strengthens us. Amen.